he was working on his placement project.
Yeah.
Hear that, and I want to apologize. I wasn't very receptive to the whole idea the first time he called, because I didn't hear him when he came and talked before he started, and the name didn't mean a thing to me.
Oh.
That's real.
Well,
I didn't go. I kind of.
But I hadn't
had
heard
to give
him,
up a few
you know,
of my activities. That was one of them. Historical.
And her first reaction was, "Who's he?"
Yeah, it sounds like you're very busy.
Well, I'm too involved, so I just.
What do you have a name for the kind of insect that it's a really a type of wasp, but it builds these nests that look like organ pipes out of mud. Sometimes you'll see them.
That looks like what?
Like they look like organ pipes.
Oh, well, those. You mean they hang up under the eaves in the house?
What would you call that kind?
Well, we call them wasps.
That's just a wasp.
Yeah.
There's a kind where they'll build it like if you have a flat surface, they'll build it right on the surface, and it looks just like organ
pipes.
Oh,
no, I know what you mean. We call them mud daubers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. what do you call the little tiny fish that you use for bait?
Minnows.
Okay. If you maybe have been away for a month or so, and you come back to a place, you're liable to see something up in the corner.
Cobwebs.
Yeah. What makes a cobweb?
I don't know.
All right. If you go out in the garden sometimes in the early morning when the dew is still on, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you'll see these things really look beautiful in the garden, maybe between branches. What would they be?
Well, those are cobwebs.
Those are cobwebs too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the woods and the field would be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you transplant a tree, you have to be careful to dig down deep enough so you get all of the
root system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the, I guess while we're on the subject of trees, well, let me get a couple of other things out of the way first before we return to trees. What is the type of animal that has a shell? It's a reptile that has a shell.
That's an armadillo.
Well, I wouldn't think of an armadillo. It's a
turtle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kinds of turtles do you know about?
Oh, there's what we used to call a mud turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's a dry land terrapin, that,
mm-hmm.
as we call them. And I think there are two kinds of turtles that live in the water.
Mm-hmm.
One of them we call a mud turtle, and I can't think of what the other one is called.
Okay. Returning to trees for a minute, there's a kind of tree, I'm going to try to describe it first. It has sort of a bark that kind of peels off. It's not birch, but it's something else.
Sycamore.
Yeah. Is there any other name for that tree around here?
No.
You never heard anything like buttonwood tree or buttonball or?
Yeah, never heard it called anything but a sycamore.
Okay. What was the tree that George Washington was famous for cutting down?
Cherry.
All right. There's another kind of tree that has the leaves turn real bright red, and it's a sort of a small tree with soft wood, and some people apparently are allergic to it. It's poisonous.
That's not sumac, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Uh-huh.
There's another plant that's supposedly, you know, give you problems. Matter of fact, it'll definitely give you problems. It has three leaves. Maybe grows.
That's poison ivy.
Yeah. Any other kinds of poison plants you know about?
There's a poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we have that in this area.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of berries might you grow?
You find? Do you grow or find wild?
Well, whichever kind. Whichever
yeah.
Way.
Well, you can grow strawberries, mm-hmm. raspberries, blackberries, and you can find all three of them wild too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We mentioned the kind of tree that you get the sap and you distill it to get a syrup.
That's a maple.
Okay, any particular kind of maple?